Now then, are you in the right frame of mind? Because now we're going to have the first advanced test. I want you to prepare a journey of 30 stages. Yes, 30. If you've already got a route round your house, say of 10 stages, then just extend it further to 30. Now, if it helps, write down the stages on a piece of paper, just so that you can get used to the stages and go through it a few times. Make the stops interesting. Use a tree stump or a newspaper stand. Don't have too many stages all alike. If your journey takes you on a train, don't have more than one compartment. Make each stage unique. Okay, pause the program, and when you have all 30 stages, we'll begin the test. I want you to get in the zone. Close your eyes, and remember, don't do this if you're driving or you're operating heavy machinery. Wait till you get home. Close your eyes and picture yourself floating along your prepared journey. Now, as you do that, these are the points to look out for. How should you see each stage? Well, try to take the same vantage point each time. Get a feel for each stage. It's not easy to explain the feelings you get from a room, but it's a mixture of things. It's associations from the past, and they all blend together to give you that unique feeling about a certain room. See if you can sense that. Okay, check your breathing, make sure it's relaxed, but take in healthy breaths in and out. You see, oxygen is vital for memory and your well-being. It promotes dendrite growth in the brain. Okay, progress along the journey and feel your body relaxing all the time. Your mind shouldn't be racing it. It feels like it's ticking over at a steady rate. It should be relaxed but focused. Now, if you notice your eyelids are fluttering just slightly, that's a sign of the alpha wave. Now, if you've got that, you're in perfect mode for concentration and for listening. It's also for receiving information. Now, you should be sitting upright, feet squarely on the ground, with a straight spine, head face forward, hands on legs, and with a good seated poise. Nice straight back. But again, feeling relaxed, smooth breathing. Okay, if you think you know the route backwards and forwards, I'll start to give you the 30 objects in sequence. Now, here's what you should do. With your eyes closed, you should already be in position at the first stage. You're waiting for something to happen. Now, again, use logic, but this time, just use slight exaggeration. You don't have to make it too exaggerated, because already these images should become natural to you. Use color if you like. Make the picture instant, the first image that comes into your head, the first association. I'm not going to give you any help from now on. Here's the list. Yellow balloon. Roses. Guitar. Teapot. Fluffy dog. Painting. Bus. Sandals. Ice cream. Mirror. Tape measure. Blue pen. Briefcase. Umbrella. Statue. Milk. computer, a wedding cake, giraffe, a pair of skis, palm tree, a fishing rod, hat, hammer, bag of diamonds, a rope, golf bag, a sparkling dress, diary, and fountain pen. Keep thinking all the time. Keep your eyes closed. Review the scenes. Return to the first stage and work your way through. Keep calm. Relax. Just let the images wash over you as they return. Don't force the memories. If you're not sure, just let it happen. If it doesn't come through, skip to the next stage. You can do this. If you need a bit of time, just pause.